All right, biohackers, who doesn't love a yummy, creamy whey protein shake? Oh, it is such a treat. And I really love it as a meal replacement, post-workout recovery, maybe even a midday snack. So this is why I have to tell you about Puree protein powder. I absolutely love the bourbon vanilla flavor and the chocolate, but I think I got to go with the vanilla as my favorite. So it's smooth, it's delicious, and you know what else? It's pretty awesome that the flavors come from real natural ingredients like the bourbon vanilla seeds from Madagascar. And let's talk about quality because there's a lot of junk whey protein on the market that I would not recommend. So the Puree whey protein, it comes from pasture-raised cow's milk with no hormones, no GMOs, and no pesticides. This is because Puree's mission has always been to be the best at offering pure, clean, and superior products that support health and well-being. And what I think truly sets them apart is that they are fully transparent with their product testing. Every batch is third-party tested against more than 200 contaminants and certified clean by the Clean Label Projects. Not all brands can say this. Plus, each product contains a QR code so you can personally scan it and review the test results at home. I know you're excited to try it out. So what you're going to do is head on over to puree.com/biohackerbabes. That's puri.com/biohackerbabes. And then make sure you use promo code biohackerbabes at checkout to save 20%. All right, let's get back to the show.
You can solve for hair loss. There's a lot of things that you can do when you have a lot of inflammation that leads to cellular degradation. And then eventually that leads to all the diseases of aging. One of those is obviously hair loss.
Hey there, welcome to the Biohacker Babes podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Renee, a certified nutritional consultant with a master's degree in nutrition.
What's up? And I'm Lauren, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and Czech movement specialist. We're sisters and we're joining forces to empower you to become your own biohacker and upgrade your life.
Our mission is to provide actionable steps so you can optimize your health, strengthen your intuition, and support your body's natural healing abilities. Because life is too short to not feel your best every single day.
Thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Hello, and welcome to episode 128 of the Biohacker Babes. I'm Lauren, joined by my sister, Renee.
Hey there.
All right, everybody. We got a fun one today. Hair loss is one of the topics, though we're going to talk about lots of things today, but we have a guest for you, Jay Campbell, who is an expert on hair regrowth. I'm sure your ears are already burning. Skin, cellular health, and really getting to the root cause of why these things are an issue in the first place and how we can be educated on how to support anti-aging. He also is a big believer that we all need to raise our vibration and support consciousness, which we can fully get behind. We need that more than ever. So he's just super fun, vivacious, lots of energy, awesome guy. So I think this is going to answer a lot of your questions, and he has a lot of good resources to share with you if you want more, because we could have gone on for a very long time. I think we skipped over a bunch of really important topics, and we learned about peptides, which is endless. He has a peptides course, which is coming out very soon, and you can scroll down to the show notes to find out more about that.
Yeah, Jay is such an awesome guy, super fun to chat with. And I'm really lucky I'm going to actually get to meet him in person this weekend. So that'll be super fun.
But nah.
Yeah, sorry, Lauren. But yeah, I mean, someone that, you know, is selling a product that is, you know, used topically for, you know, hair loss, skin health, all of this, he still always circles back to like, you need to be living a healthy lifestyle. You got to lose the weight. You got to take care of yourself. You got to lower your inflammation. It always is back to the basics. And I love that about him. But he has some great resources. Like Lauren said, check out the show notes. We're going to link to some awesome stuff for this episode. And yeah.
And if you are just listening to audio, not watching the video, tune into the video for a couple of minutes and maybe look at some old pictures of Jay, because he has some pretty incredible hair regrowth. He is such a testament to his product and his work on cellular health and aging. So check him out. Here's what you need to know about Jay. Jay Campbell is a four-time international best-selling author, co-founder of Asir Custom, and founder of the Jay Campbell Podcast. Jay is a global influencer who has dedicated his life to teaching men and women how to fully optimize their health while raising their consciousness. He is a no-nonsense, authentic, and fearless in his servant mission of leading humanity towards the golden age. He is the author of a few ebooks, Burn Fat with the Metabolic Blowtorch Diet, Why Being Mindful and Spiritually Fit is Essential, and the Testosterone Optimization Therapy Bible. One thing we did not get into today is testosterone, but he is also an expert in this field. So please do check out his ebooks. He has lots that you can learn from.
Great. Let's bring Jay on.
Welcome, Jay.
Guys, I mean, gals, how are you? It's so nice to be here today with Renee and Lauren. It's an honor to be here. Whenever I get a chance to podcast with people, I'm very grateful. And so in the spirit of gratitude, I definitely want to say that this is going to be an epic podcast.
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you so much. So, Jay, quick little intro. You are leading humanity to raise consciousness, to fully optimize health and wellness being in this world. We love your hashtag, raise your vibration to oscillation. It's awesome. And we definitely want to get into your secrets on anti-aging, hair loss, skin health, testosterone, peptides. But because your overall mission is so powerful and so broad, I would love to start with your why. Why do you do what you do?
Beautiful question, and definitely one not prepared for. But I do what I do. I mean, I think it's a long story for me, but I'll make it like as high level summary as possible. In 2019, I went to Peru, which is a lot of the backdrop on my wall behind me. It's my wall of inspiration. And I was so blown away by the consciousness and of just the air, you know, just the vibration of the Sacred Valley in Peru is just so profound. And when I was there, I was this guy who had internet fame as an author and, you know, promoter of like testosterone optimization, health optimization, fasting, all of these things. And I realized that that shit was meaningless and that the only thing that mattered on planet Earth at this point was like getting enough people to raise their vibration or their frequency or their consciousness, however people want to understand it, so that we don't blow ourselves up and destroy ourselves again, because this planet has destroyed itself many times over. And we're obviously now with technology accelerating at such a rapid rate, we're that close to it happening again. And the only way it won't happen is if enough of us recognize that we're all unified at a soul level and we need to stop fighting over these petty differences that we assume to be.
Yeah, I think on the consciousness topic, we actually, Lauren and I and our mom and dad do it too. Every Saturday morning, we do a global meditation.
Beautiful.
For 30 minutes. And it's all about raising consciousness worldwide. So we're trying to get more and more people on there every Saturday.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's super cool. So I appreciate that you're so passionate about that.
Yes.
And we're definitely going to jump down that rabbit hole too. But I think before we pick your brain on that, if we can start a little bit more with like the anti-aging skin health, I mean, you are our guru on this topic. I don't know what's going on this year, but I'm hearing more and more complaints about hair loss. So I'm curious, what do you think is like the biggest driver here? Is it that we're all stressed out? Is it just that we're aging and it's inevitable? Like what's going on there?
That's a great question. And honestly, up until about a year and a half ago, the hair loss world did not understand what causes hair loss. And I know now scientifically, conclusively, 100%, what causes hair loss is blood flow restriction to the scalp. It's not DHT inhibition, or which is dihydrotestosterone. It's not all these other factors that people think, like genetic predisposition, which is androgenic alopecia or androgenic alopecia. It literally is blood flow restriction to the scalp. Now, the problem, ladies, is that that can be caused by numerous things, which you already hit: stress, you know, psychogenic issues of lack of trust and love of self, which, by the way, a lot of people have now since whatever happened last year, which, you know, people call it the pandemic, scandemic, the bioweapon, whatever it is that's hit the earth in the last 2 years, a lot of people have been gone into massive psychogenic stress, right? Which is just this feeling of overwhelm. I mean, we've all experienced it, right? Like, I mean, last year when everyone, you know, had to deal with 3 months of the world changing and everything being shut down, that was a very traumatic blow to people's psyches. And obviously, depending on who you are in the world and what you do, if you don't have an internal work practice, you know, meditation, contemplation, introspection, grounding in nature, it became really difficult. So tons of people have hair loss now because they're stressed to the max. They're not sleeping well. They're eating shitty food. They're not living insulin controlled. So all of those factors contribute to hair loss. But I would say that the biggest issue in the last year and a half is actually COVID or whatever COVID is, because COVID itself causes issues to hair loss. In fact, all of the top hair restoration surgeons and just the people that work in the hair industry from a clinical side all recognize it as COVID hair. So there are tons of men and women who have recovered from COVID and actually have had hair loss due to it. And again, as we were talking off the air, COVID is annihilating / nuking a lot of different receptors all through the body. Some of them are in the scalp. So that's actually contributing to hair loss. So you're seeing a lot of women talk about COVID hair. If you Google that term, you'll see that a lot of people are messaging that. I work with a physician who's in Pennsylvania, Dr. Amy Horniman. She calls herself the thyroid fixer, and she's got thousands of patients that are suffering. I think you guys know Amy. She's got literally thousands of patients.
Yeah, we have her on the podcast.
Yeah. So you guys, she's got thousands of patients that are suffering from this. And, you know, no one knew it at the beginning of last year, toward the middle of last year. But then when the science started coming in and they started seeing what COVID was doing to people's cellular health and nuking it, that you would just, you know, naturally, the natural conclusion was that it was part of this. And so now going into this year and even through middle of this year, people are recognizing that. So what can you do, right? I do want to mention, and it's important that I do mention this, that DHT inhibition is the primary method of administration for controlling for hair loss in the clinical industry. And what I mean by that, just so people understand very simply, big picture, is that they give you drugs or supplements, and there's over-the-counter, obviously, adjuvants, just as there's clinical adjuvants, to attach to the dihydrotestosterone receptors in the scalp. Now, for 20 to 25 years, this has been the novo method of defense, again, by the clinical industry to prevent hair loss in both men and women. And now we know that DHT inhibition, again, dihydrotestosterone, is like a secondary downstream effect. And it really is not attacking or helping with the root cause of hair loss, which, as we already know now, is blood flow restriction. So if you're a man or woman and you're watching this podcast and you're taking a DHT inhibitor, which could be finasteride, Propecia, or the over-the-counter versions of like minoxidil or Rogaine, you might want to consider stopping. And the reason that I would say consider stopping is we've now proven, and you know, I've written articles that have appeared on Ben Greenfield's website and of course my website, talking about how dangerous dihydrotestosterone inhibition is to cellular health. And without going into a long, you know, spiel about what it does, it's really bad. Okay. So if you're on these things and you've been on these things for a long time, you should consider weaning yourself off. I would go to my article. I can give you guys the link to the article on how to wean yourself off. But the first thing you want to do is you first want to start improving the scalp health. See, none of those products work on targeting the improving the health of the scalp. They're just, again, attempting to band-aid symptomology, which is, again, dihydrotestosterone is, when it sheds, it thins, you know, hair follicles itself, and people have what is called miniaturized dropping of the actual follicles, and then the hair falls out, right? So the great thing about the products for Big Pharma, which, you know, gotta love Big Pharma, no, never hate the player, hate the game, they, you know, they create products that you have to be taking forever. So when you start taking these products and it attaches to the receptor, and again, as a secondary causation downstream, it may prevent further shedding. But if you stop taking it, all your hair falls out because it's attached to the follicle. So as soon as you stop taking it, the follicle desiccates and falls dormant and dies, right? Mm. So in addition, we now know that it's causing all sorts of secondary and tertiary downstream poor health effects to your biological systems, which again, we won't get into. There's an article that's very deep. It's 10,000 words that we wrote just recently, like a month ago, that talks about how dihydrotestosterone inhibition is terrible for people's health. So, you know, we can go into my product, but before we go into my product, I think it's probably better to let people understand, like, okay, so you know that. Now, how do you solve for hair loss? You can solve for hair loss. There's a lot of things that you can do. In addition to just like optimizing your health, right? Like obviously you control for insulin. The biggest overall thing that anyone can ever do to prevent hair loss, and I know this is going to sound crazy, is to not be fat. Because when you're fat, your body is sending off inflammatory response markers, which are called inflammasomes, to all of the biological systems at all time. And when that's happening, your body is in haywire mode. Like nothing is stable, nothing is optimized. So when you have all of that, you have obviously inflammation. And when you have a lot of inflammation, that leads to cellular degradation. And then eventually that leads to all the diseases of aging. One of those is obviously hair loss. So it's important to not be fat, to optimize your life, to sleep better, to, again, like what I say, live insulin controlled, look into hormone optimization. You know, we can talk a little bit about that too. If you do and control for all those factors, you can then start adding things like red light to the scalp because red light is angiogenic. You know, you can microneedle, you can actually derma roll, scalp, actually massaging the scalp, again, the hair follicles in the scalp, improves the absorption of whatever you're using, whether it's red light, whether it's using our product, whether there's other peptides that you can use for hair loss, which again, increases red blood cell and collagen formation in the scalp, which ultimately simulates a healthy follicle in the scalp. So the goal is, we now know that it's blood flow restriction, which leads to poor health in the scalp. You want to optimize the health of the scalp over time to simulate healthy follicles like you were when you had premium hair growth, which is for most people sometime between like 16 and 20.
So wild that that education is not out there. And it's such a tragedy. These drug companies are locking you into a necessity for medication that's making it worse when we could just learn how to take better care of ourselves and inflammation. It's pretty insane.
And so, in their defense, they had no clue. But, you know, anybody who will tell you, the clinical space is so full of inertia. You know, the smart guys in medicine that are honest, and there's not many of them, but in the guys that are, they will say it's like turning around an aircraft carrier, right? So this information that we're putting out there now, and again, it's not that new. I mean, in the world of medicine, it's like brand new. But it was like last summer, we figured this out when we created our product. We started pushing this into the universe and all the hair loss doctors are like, F off, you're clueless. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, okay, why don't you get up on stage and debate us? And even the top hair loss people on the planet right now are still, they have an aversion to this. And why is that, ladies? Because they sell all of these DHT inhibitor medications, products, mousses, gels. I mean, it's retarded, but again, it's typical big pharma, treat the symptom, never address the root cause. Because if you treat the symptom, you don't get the solution. Remember what Chris Rock said? The money is not in the solution. The money's in the medicine.
Yeah. Never heard that, but yeah.
Thanks to comedy for like giving us our best life lessons. Yeah, so, my question just flew away. So our audience really, really does appreciate learning solutions and understanding root cause. So for our audience, other than cellular degradation that we get as we age, things like COVID, stress, is there a genetic component when you're younger?
Yes. Yes. So there is. So this is the one question about hair loss that is still multifactorial and difficult to answer. Now, I will say this. Okay. So look at the hair on my scalp. Now, if anybody knew me like over the last 3 or 4 years and is familiar with me from my podcast and stuff, I was almost bald. I mean, I basically had patches of hair right here. So I just shaved my head all the way down pretty much to the scalp. And I left like a little bit of level. It got so bad at the end of 2019, before our product was launched, that I went to this company out here in Newport Beach, California, which I'm really good friends with the ownership now. They're called Mantis, and they have a patented henna tattoo they put on your scalp, right? So they take like your hair over here, and then they take the follicles that they do, and they have this like, again, patented technology, and they put like essentially I was going to have like a 5 o'clock shadow on my scalp. So I would always have some appearance of hair, but I didn't give a shit. I would just, you know, go around almost bald. It was like a 5 o'clock shadow hair style. And when somebody reached out to us, who's a follower of us, and started talking to us about carbon 60, and we'll get to our product in a second, but how carbon 60 with GHK regrew hair, we were like, no way. And then the guy's like, okay, bro, well, I'm going to send you a picture of my hair in the next 2 days. And it's a before and after, and you're not going to believe it. So when he did, we're like, that's fake. And he's like, I'm telling you. So long story short, to answer your question, I have regrown my hair and I have androgenic alopecia. It is in my mom's side of the family. I mean, my mom, it comes from your dad and your mom's side. I mean, your grandfather, so it'd be your mom's dad, right? So if your dad's mom's dad had hair issues, or again, what is known as male pattern baldness, it's likely that you somewhere in that family gene pool are going to have it. So I have that. I have a big family. There's 6 boys and 3 girls. There's 4 boys in my family that have this type of hair, and they're almost all bald. Okay. So the point is that it's a hard question to answer, because if you have androgenic alopecia, which is again, a genetic predisposition, and you're a stress case and you treat your body like shit in your early years, are you going to be bald by 20? 100%. When I see young people who have severe baldness, they have been stressed out. They have been probably internally traumatized, abused, beaten, or just stress cases. You know, they can't sleep at night. So, and you know, combine that with androgenic alopecia, and yeah, you're going to have significant hair loss. Now, the thing is that the technologies, especially ours, which we'll talk about in a second, are getting so powerful now. As long as you have some active hair follicle on the scalp itself, you can regrow the hair, right? So I still had active follicles, even though it was like patchy and disgusting. So, you know, I made this effort once we started our product to like really focus and fixate on fixing my hair loss. And so, you know, I started looking into the research. We launched our product in June of last year. By the way, for the people that don't know, my product is called Oxana Grow. And that was version one. Version two then came out in December, about the same time as this time last year. And every bottle that we sold, we had this massive sale. Ben Greenfield was promoting the product because it was working phenomenally well. And every bottle that we sold after Black Friday through the first 2 weeks of December broke to people, right? The peptides expanded in the neck of the bottle in extreme cold in Kansas City. They had this crazy winter cold snap that came in last year in the very late part of November, early December. It was like 20 below. So all of our bottles sitting there in the warehouse expanded and broke the neck of the bottle as the peptides went out. So it cost us, at the time we were a fledgling company, so it pretty much cost us all of our cash. It was the most insane 2 months of my life, because I would wake up every morning and there'd be like 25 emails of guys with pictures of like the purple solution leaking out into the plastic of the box. So it was a difficult time, and we're like, no problem, bro. Send you a new one. And then, but we had to wait. We had to shut down the distribution of our product for 2.5 months because all the bottles, we couldn't sell them. They were all broken. They all expanded. Right. So then the bottles we were getting were coming from China. So anyway, long story short, we saved our company in March of this year when we got the new bottles in and we sell it. And since then, it's taken off because it works. Right. So how does it work? Let's talk about this real quick. So it's a serum A and a serum B. Serum A is copper peptide GHKCU, which I don't have to get into what that means. It's a chemical formulation, but copper peptide GHKCU is what we call the ShamWow of peptides. It has so many different applications, from healing, you know, soft tissue abrasions, nicks and cuts, from stimulating and simulating what is again called angiogenesis, which is red blood cell formation in the skin or any of the targeted areas, obviously in the scalp too. And it does a lot of other different things, from a healing, improved skin. It eliminates fine lines and wrinkles, creases, a lot of acne, cellular keratinosis. There's so many different things that it can heal for or attempt to solve. That's serum A, and that's in a water-based product and formulation. Serum B is just carbon 60, but we took the carbon 60 and we put it in a grapeseed oil extract. So it's extremely thin. It's highly texturized. It doesn't cause like a massive oil buildup for people when they use it. Now, we're already formulating version 3, which is going to be a one-phase solution. We have a patent on this product, and it covers multiple different delivery systems, but ultimately we want to get it to one phase. The issue though is that carbon 60 is oil, and serum GHKCU is in a water base, right? So water and oil don't mix until you can put them in a liposomal formulation, which we're going to do. But again, you know, it's time and money, and it's just taken us a lot longer to formulate that than we thought. But we hope to have that in the marketplace by the second quarter next year. So what does this product do for women and for men? So first off, it works better for women than it does for men for 2 reasons. one, women actually listen to men. I mean, listen to people when you tell them how to use it, whereas men are
We're used to this. Yeah.
Back a fucking beer, man, and I'm going to eat my pizza and I'm going to put it on, you know, so they don't listen. But women mostly, for the most part, have hair loss that's due to hormones, thyroid malfunction, and now obviously the COVID stuff, right? So their thinning is not as noticeable or as what is, you know, typically being considered genetic as a dude's is, right? So for women, they got end fraying, they've got like, you know, what is it called? The terminus hairs, they start losing the terminus hairs like right around here. So when they use this, they see tremendous results. Again, Amy and her speaks just raves about our product with her clients and how successful. I mean, even for her, she uses it because she had some stuff. And it does. It regrows hair really, really fast in women. For men, if you don't have active follicles and you're trying to put this on a bald scalp, you know, you're not going to get the results that somebody who has still has active follicles or just has like patchy thinning. But for anybody who's in their 50s and 60s, men or women, who don't have all out baldness, but are starting to thin, it is a dramatic, dramatic fixer of hair loss. Again, if I wish I had, I mean, I can show you guys my before and after. It's not that important, but I mean, when people see me, put it this way, when people will see me now, because they have not seen me since 2019. So I'll be walking around A4M and people are going to be like, that's a hair transplant. And I'm like, this is our product, you know? So it definitely works. It doesn't work for everyone. I always say this now because obviously we've been in the marketplace now for about 17 months. I always tell people to read the reviews. I mean, we have very high level people in the world who are using the product, who are raving about it, who want to give us money, who want to invest, who want equity, blah, blah, blah. The only negative about our solution is that, again, it's not a one phase solution right now. And you do get women and men who complain about serum B because, as you guys know, in this world, more is always better in most people's minds. And so they oversaturate with serum B and then their hair becomes, or the scalp becomes a little oily and they get pissed. Right. So like I always tell people, and what we started doing is we give now a dropper. So for women, I always tell women, like, just take off the top, don't use the spray. Cause it's right now it's like a leave-in conditioner. Right. So just take that off and put the dropper. And then either put the dropper in the scalp and massage it in, or just put it right into your hand and then just dab it in the areas that you need it. Now, what's very important for people to know on this podcast when they buy it, you have to massage it into the scalp. And you guys are going to remember this probably. The last 20 years on commercials, they would always show hair loss products. Like I always think of the Bosley Institute, and they have like a DHT mousse or Rogaine and minoxidil be the same shit. Nothing that you put into your hair is going to cause hair regrowth. The scalp is where regrowth occurs, and you have to optimize the health of the scalp. So what does that mean? You have to massage it into your scalp for it to work. And that's why if you use micro needling and derma rolling, it's even better. Now, we don't talk about either of those two on our website because that's clinical. Now you're talking about invasive procedure, right? You're flaking the dermis, causing sometimes blood or, you know, microchips of the skin. So we cannot mention that. But when somebody asks us, or I go on a podcast, I say, oh yeah, derma rolling works amazing. Right. So if you guys want like the best hack, I'll send you guys a little small PDF that shows like the Jay and Nick optimal hair loss stack or hair regrowth stack, but essentially red light. So this is what you do. You put serum A, the GHK water-based on. Okay, you massage the shit out of that. You pop your head for 4 to 5 minutes with red light. You know, get the portable one, or I get a big one. It doesn't matter if you get the big Juve or whatever. And then you put serum B on. And then, so 4 or 5 minutes passes. You've absorbed the hair, the water-based. Then after serum B, and again, you don't even put, depending on how long your hair is. If your hair is like mine, you can put like one or two squirts of serum B or two drops or whatever. Massage that in. Then you derma roll, okay? Or you microneedle. Now that is going to work the best. And I didn't explain what serum B actually does. Serum B is doing two things, which is again, the carbon 60. It's a molecular sponge. So as a molecular sponge, it's literally pulling in serum A so that it gets deepest into the scalp as possible. And then what it also does, which is amazing, and this is what you gals probably know this about carbon 60, is it's a very powerful antioxidant. Right? It's like 100 times more powerful than vitamin C in some study. But in truth, it acts as like a super antioxidant dismutase. So it's pulling out the shitty microinflammations that are in your scalp that we all have, sweating, being in the sun, being exposed to Las Vegas or New York or Los Angeles air quality. I mean, all of those things cause microinflammations in the scalp. So the C60 is helping to get rid of that in addition to pulling in the serum A, which is the GHKCU.
Okay. So look at my hair.
Yep.
This is a selfish question. And anyone watching the video, I'm starting to see, like, I think my hair is thinning.
Right. It probably
I had COVID.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
I have a lot of stress. I'm aging.
Yep.
So
I can't tell.
Oh, thank you. So I really want to do this protocol, but my question, you know, as a woman who doesn't want oily hair, when is the best time of day to do this? And how long do we need to leave it in before we can wash our hair?
Yep. So great questions. So it's going to depend. When I see you, we're going to bring a bunch of stuff to the store shop thing, but I'll just show you how you would do it. But like, if I'm telling you right now, you would squirt the serum A, because again, it's a bottle of squirt. It's like a spray bottle, into wherever your hair is, and then just massage that. And then with the serum B, if you just take like one drop or one drop and a half, and then you're going like that into that area, as you're saying, you're pulling your hair separated like that, it's not going to be oily. I mean, you're not going to notice it. I mean, again, the women that are complaining are literally taking the spray bottle and going.
The whole bottle.
Okay. I mean, that's what people do. You guys know that. I mean, it's like on the website up to a 90-day supply. Now, obviously, that's going to depend on the length of your hair and how much you apply. But for someone like me, I literally go through one, you know, one order of two bottles in at a minimum of 90 days. And sometimes I get 120 days. So even when you start comparing it to that, it's not that expensive. I mean, we sell it for $2.99. There's all sorts of affiliate coupons and we do discounting. We're not doing any discounting probably next year because we're really a luxury brand. But at the end of the day, it lasts a lot longer. And when you compare it to the competitive products on the marketplace, it's the same, but it works. And that's the bigger difference, right? Works, I don't know any women that have used this that have not said, wow. I think maybe in a year and a half, we've gotten 3 messages from women who said that it didn't work. And every one of those women were older and absolutely meltdown stress cases, because we always go deeper and investigate, like, okay, well, what's your health? Like, what's going on in your life? And then all of a sudden you find out that these are people that are taking like 20 plus medications. And, you know, so it's like, I can't diagnose that, but for guys, there are definitely guys that will get no results with this product. And that's because their hair loss is at a stage where they can't have active follicles and they treat their bodies like shit. I don't know too many women, and I'm sure they're out there, but I don't know too many women that are serious about fixing their hair loss that are living a shitty lifestyle. You know, you tell them, hey, this is what you need to do. Stop doing that. And they do it. They're like, fuck my hair. I gotta have my hair. Right. So they'll fix that. But I mean, there's definitely guys that will not do the extra work required. And, you know, I on every podcast, I always say this. It's a disclaimer. Our products, because they're peptide based, imitate or mimic the cellular health of the end user, right? So if you're a disgusting, inflamed person, don't buy our products. You're not going to get good results. People need to understand that everything works based on your blood flow. So if you have good cellular health, that means that your blood is flowing through your vascular architecture unoccluded. If you're fat, if you're inflamed, you definitely do not have good blood flow, which again, bad blood flow or poor blood flow ultimately leads to the stressors or aging indicators of disease, which again, one of them is hair loss in the scalp. Now, again, the clinical community hates when I say that. You're not a doctor and you can't say that. Well, I don't care. It's the truth. I mean, that's what hair loss is. It's literally cellular inflammation in the scalp that causes the hair to fall out. But nobody wants to talk about that. But that's the truth of what hair loss really is. So again, I'm living proof myself. I have severe androgenic alopecia and I have completely regrown my hair. When people see me, they're like, that's a hair transplant. Okay. It's not a hair transplant.
They don't want to believe it.
My wife, yeah, you know, she'll say like, dude, you're still thin right here. But I'm like, Monica, compared to what I used to be, come on.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But I mean, this is a lot of hair.
Yeah. Me. So would a nitric oxide supplement?
Yes. Support? You are so smart. Oh, you guys know why you're the biohacker babes. So I'm going to actually surprise I'm not allowed to do this, but you guys deserve this. So we are coming out with a supplement that will be, I'm actually pulling it up right now so I don't screw up what's in the supplement. I'm not going to say every single thing in it, but a nitric oxide stimulator or a mitochondrial adapter or adaptogen is exactly what will dramatically improve this. And I'm trying to find it real quick here. My desktop is looking not good.
Would you use that before you start the protocol or just currently?
So that's a good question. So I would take this concomitantly. So meaning I would take this at the same time. Now, again, great question. If you're fat, lose body fat first. Again, when you're fat, you have so much inflammation, you can't take anything and expect it to work. It's just not going to work. You don't have optimal blood flow.
Well, the gut's probably so unhealthy anyways.
Exactly. If you guys are, if we're like us, okay, low inflammation, relatively lean, living a clean lifestyle, if you take these together, I'm literally looking for this right now. It's a supplement.
It's probably like a powerhouse because you're really doing, you know, targeting it internally and externally at the same time.
This supplement is going to have, I won't say everyone because I don't know how big your audience is and I don't want somebody to steal it, but it's going to have L-Beba, PQQ, a very high dose of coenzyme Q10, RLA from Duranova, all the high-end stuff, Shilajit from Primavie, Biosil, a new version of NAC because obviously the dark side is eliminating NAC from the marketplace, dihydroberberin, and magnesium L-threonate. So all of those things together is going to be a massive shock to the mitochondria. I would not be Jay Campbell if I didn't mention on this podcast that I am a huge proponent of using metformin in anti-aging. I have written, you know, significantly on that. Obviously, the world's top anti-aging physicians are all behind that now too. There are some, you know, dissonant voices out there that say, "Oh, well, it regulates mTOR and it." It's not good for performance, you know, so I cover that in my articles too, but metformin suppresses topical and systemic inflammation better than any supplement you can take. Dihydroberberin is a close second, but it's not metformin.
And that was going to be my question.
Dihydroberberin is way more expensive than metformin. The other issue is that metformin is, again, not patentable anymore. So big pharma doesn't make money off of it. So there's hundreds of generic formulations out there. So you can get it for free, almost free. I mean, if you're in Florida, you can get it for free, but you can order it off of like inhousepharmacy.vu. You can get it from anti-aging dash systems. There's so many online pharmacies. You don't need a script. You order it. A year supply of metformin is $50. Right. I mean, I have all sorts of hacks and secrets on how to get metformin, but it's a very profound supplement. I have probably saved 150 people in my life who had severe autoimmune disorders and diseases, lupus, Lyme's disease, and then complications from Lyme disease, all sorts of shit that people have been decimated. And they went to 20 different doctors and everyone was like at a loss. And then all of a sudden they come to me at their wit's end and they say, "Is there anything you can do?" And I say, "Yeah, take 250 milligrams of metformin AM and PM for 3 weeks and then call me and tell me how amazing of a miracle that your life just became." And it's happened every time, because what happens when people get autoimmune disease is they have serious imbalances in the microbiome. In fact, they cannot produce acromantia anymore, which is the healthy, what do you call it? The pathogens that grow in the stomach. So as soon as you start taking metformin, it kills the nasty shit that your autoimmune disease has caused, which is leading to all the other problems that you have. I mean, I'm telling you, I've had women literally call me a month later crying, saying, "I can't believe this. I went to every doctor that I've ever been to. I can't believe it." But again, it's because metformin literally upregulates the microbiome and it cleanses everything that's in there. And, you know, it's a plant. Yes, Big Pharma created a drug out of it, but it is a plant. You know, it's the Smilax officialis or whatever plant from France, or the French lilac. I forget what it's called, but it's just a profound supplement. So I'm glad that we had a chance to mention that. But by using that, that helps me to regrow my hair because I have very low systemic inflammation, if any.
I'm sure we'll hear a lot about metformin this weekend at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine conference. There's always someone talking about it.
I do think it's really powerful, but just on the root cause discussion, I do think it's worth noting, like, it's not going to solve everything, like, right? Like, if we have autoimmune, if we have gut dysfunction, there'll be heavy metal toxicity, self-infections, and it's always worth.
By the way, that is like a great point.
If you're fat, you can't take.
You know how many people have heavy metal toxicity that causes their hair loss?
What's up, biohackers? Happy New Year. We wanted to interrupt today's show to tell you about a next level wellness drink that we've been sipping on this past year. It's available in a quick and easy shot or in a powdered stick that easily mixes in water. The powder is my personal favorite, and that's what I'm sipping on at the moment. But either way, it's simple and easy when you're on the go. And let's face it, we're on the go a lot, and our bodies need extra support against all of the daily stressors like work, exercise, partying, you name it. And this is where Coast comes in because it helps flush out toxins, replenish lost nutrients, and repair our cells.
Yeah, it is so awesome that it combines so many cutting edge ingredients into one drink, like an NAD plus precursor, antioxidants, vitamins, and amino acids. We love drinking it a few times a week, either post-workout or to prepare or recover from drinking alcohol. In a nutshell, it helps flush out the bad stuff and put more of the good stuff back in. Plus, there's no sugar, no artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners.
Yeah, and it's actually the first advanced wellness shot created by a cancer researcher using real science designed to keep you healthy and feeling great. So we love it so much. And if you're curious and you want to check it out, go over to coastdrink.com and we'll put that link in the show notes for today's episode and you can learn more about it. And make sure you use code BIOHACKERBABES at checkout to save 15%.
If you work in a plant, okay, and by the way, this is another thing I should mention. I'm glad you mentioned it because Dr. J talks about this now too. If you're in the middle Midwest, you know, what, you know, us snobbish West and East Coast people call the flyover country, dude, there's so much atrazine and glyphosate in the air. Yeah. They are finding this. Anthony told me this about 6 months ago, and him and I did a podcast in this in September. Obese people, this is so sad. Obese people, even if they do everything that we would tell them to do to lose weight, still struggle to lose the weight because of the chemicals in the visceral fat. Mm-hmm. The chemicals will not leach out of the visceral fat. So it is a horrific thing. But to your point, yes, heavy metal toxicity, lead poisoning, even mold poisoning can cause massive issues to hair and skin. Like horrific stuff.
Yeah. We actually just released a podcast this morning with Jeffrey Smith all about GMOs and glyphosate and Roundup. Awesome. And it's just like, yeah, it's insane.
It's startling how sad it is. I mean, you have to start taking active precautions against all of these things because they're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. You have to detox. That's got to be part of a weight loss protocol. I mean, I personally had mercury toxicity.
Wow.
And
is that from fillings? From fillings?
I never had silver fillings. Our dad is actually a biological dentist. So fortunately,
oh, very cool.
We knew about the dangers of mercury. He learned about it back in 1985. But I had vaccines as a kid. I ate tuna fish as a kid.
We grew up in the 90s eating all the canned fish.
Yeah.
It's like what you did.
Yeah. And our parents had silver fillings. They had them removed in 1985. But Lauren was born in 84. I was born in 86. So possibly passed down. But if I had high mercury, you know, so many other people do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. I mean, again, what can you do? I mean, all you can do is really control for what you can control for. But we're being annihilated. It's everywhere. I mean, like when we walked through the conference on Friday and Saturday, those HID lights are horrific for your eyes, for your skin. I mean, again, that's microinflammation in the scalp. I mean, it's just, you know, modernization is the enemy of human.
I'll probably have to wear these.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised that biohacking and anti-aging conferences haven't moved outdoors yet.
Right. Right.
Yeah. One day they'll find like the perfect environment outdoors.
I'm actually speaking at the Biohacking Congress, which is like the little kid sister to like A4M, and they're attempting to become much bigger. They've got much more money that are investing into them now. But that's like one of the things in my presentation. Like, why are we sitting in here? I'll be literally looking up right there, like going,
well, that group you could, because they get like around 150 live members.
Yep.
You potentially could just be like, let's go outside right now for this 45 minutes. Everybody up. We're going out.
Yeah,
it depends which Vegas casino it's at.
Because outside,
I don't know where they're doing it. Oh yeah, exactly. I think they're doing it in. I think it's at the Venetian. I think it's probably going to be in the same place.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we'll definitely be there.
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome.
Nice.
So, I want to highlight your peptide course because I think this is probably new for a lot of people, and you threw a lot of awesome big words with Copper 360. So, can you do a quick blurb about peptides, and then I want to get into some consciousness?
Yes. Definitely. Definitely. And again, I'm very humbled to be here with you ladies. It's amazing. Appreciate the opportunity. So my business partner in Asir Custom, which is our company, which by the way, you guys have a affiliate code, which we'll throw that out there at various point or at the end, and it'll be in the show notes. I think it's Biohacker Babes, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just Biohacker
Babes. Yeah. So you guys, so if you guys use that code at the website, when you check out to buy the products, you'll get 15% off. And you can also, for the first time, you'll get 15% off if you sign up to subscribe and save. So it gives you basically a 30% discount if you guys do that, if somebody buys that or whatever, listening to this podcast. But my business partner, Nick Andrews, is one of the world's top biochemists or biochemical formulators. He was in the pharma space for about 22 years. And honestly, he was the guy that literally went to every supplement company who was selling something at a high level and, you know, in the pharma space, I shouldn't say supplement, I don't want to cross words, and basically made sure that the drugs that they were putting out there were legit. He was also involved in, unfortunately, you know, as he says it, the mRNA, creation of mRNA pathways and proteins and stuff like that, way before it got into the vaccines. That's a whole other story. But so he's anyway, smart guy. And him and I are putting together a peptide course. It's already done. It's launching in the first or second week of February. And it's based or created for the average person, right? So the average person, let's define that. I mean, honestly, it's mostly clinicians too, but they've heard about peptides. They've heard articles. They've watched podcasts with Ben Greenfield or myself or him and I together. And we talk about these amazing things and what they do. And they're like, shit, I want to have that, you know, because peptides are, as I call it, the once and future of medicine, right? Like they are agents. And what is a peptide? It's a fractionated protein, the simplest way to say it. It's organic. It can be synthesized in a lab, but it's essentially cells, it's proteins. And these agents can be used a million different ways for healing, for immunity, for fat loss, for cognition improvement. I mean, they do so many things in so many ways that they're just truly amazing. Now, the issue right now is, like everything in medicine, they're so multifactorial and they do so many applications that big pharma cannot regulate all of them. So it's kind of the wild, wild west, and doctors are writing scripts for peptides off label. Okay. And what that means is that I'm using, let's say, this peptide to solve for eye issues or vision issues, or I'm using this peptide to heal a sprained knee or a sprained elbow. So the biggest problem in that is that last summer, so it's been now a year ago, year and 5 months, I guess, they came down really hard on a lot of the compound pharmacies that were selling these and allowing doctors to write scripts to people for them. And they just outlawed a lot of them that weren't, again, patentable by big pharma. So now if you're a compound pharmacy and you're selling peptides, you're literally in the wild, wild west because you don't technically have the ability to do it, but at the same time, it's not illegal. So if a doctor wants to write the script, they do. And as you and I know, and all three of us know, like we'll be walking down the thing and there'll be 25 compound pharmacies that will have booths there. And they'll all be like, yay, come over here. You know, and then they're just trying to get people to come to their compound pharmacy. You know, if you're an influencer, they're going to be like, can you just start sending your doctors that you work with to us, you know, this is what we're willing to do. But again, all of them are kind of like working in between the scenes. But back to peptides, there's only six that are FDA approved. Okay. Now, does that mean that the ones that they're writing scripts for are not healthy and, you know, amazingly restorative and regenerative for people? No. In fact, they're all amazing. I mean, and no compound pharmacy is going to sell a bogus drug or anything like that. They wouldn't have their license. But again, it's kind of like what I call the wild, wild west right now. So our course is a course that the average person who knows nothing about peptides can watch and then apply to purchase peptides either through their doctor with a script, which I don't recommend, or just buy them online, again, at the Wild Wild West formulary, which is research chemical companies. Now, whenever I speak about research chemical companies, I always say When you buy peptides from an online vendor, you're basically confirming that you're purchasing them for your laboratory animal, because they make you say that when you agree to purchase. Now, obviously, people are buying them for themselves, but that's just the way the law is. It's, again, it's such an unregulated, wholly unregulated industry right now. It's crazy, but that's the way it is. So if you want to get peptides, for the most part, you have to go through a research chemical company. There are six, again, that are FDA approved that you can get a script for, but they're so outrageously overpriced, again, purchasing them through big pharma, that I just recommend people go through the research chemical company. So our course will teach you what to buy, what does what, how to inject it, how to reconstitute a vial of peptides, because most peptides are injectable. There are some that are intranasal. There are some that are topical. Very few. Most are injectable. But you're talking about injecting a water-based solution. If you're familiar with injecting insulin, if you know diabetics or people like that, it's that type of injection. So it's like a micro needle, a 31-gauge insulin needle. You could jab it in somebody's face or somebody's like ear or whatever. It doesn't really cause pain. And you mostly inject these things in the subcutaneous fat layers, like around the midsection. You can inject them in the origin of the injury. So the healing peptides like BPC-157 or TB-500, you can inject those like into a knee, or if you have like a sprained elbow or even like a torn triceps or something like that, they can inject. You can inject those again intramuscular or locally into the origin of the injury. But they're just profound agents to fix things. There's a drug or a peptide called thymosin alpha 1, TA1. And that is an amazing peptide for enhancing immunity. Okay. So in the age of whatever this is, COVID, bioweapons, whatever's to come, multi-cron variants, whatever they hit us with, you would want to be able to use that because it'll enhance your immunity. So again, there's a lot of other peptides that, you know, I'm just scratching the surface right now. In our course, we cover, I think, 22 peptides. And for average and clinical people, it's the peptides that you want to be using right now. I mean, him and I are absolute massive guinea pigs. I've been using peptides since 2006. I was using peptides since people even knew what peptides were. Okay. So, you know, I literally almost have 16 years, and he was building peptides in the same time, not using them on himself until like 2012. So combined between the research and the use, we both have over 30 years of using peptides, which is like in the world right now is like, there's probably 10 people on the planet. So we really know how to use these. And we also can teach people, again, who don't know how to use them, like where to start. So I would highly recommend that, you know, anybody who's interested in learning more about peptides to purchase the course. Now, of course, as I was telling you guys off air, we'll have a private group. So anybody that purchased the course will be allowed to go into the group, and we'll have myself and Nick and a bunch of other subject matter experts in the group answering questions all the time. So it's definitely going to be an awesome value for people that want to literally take ownership of their health. And I think you guys know this, 2022 and 2023 are going to be the years that people literally take ownership of their health anyway. The system is unraveling, right? I mean, you know, your co-payment, I mean, why would you even want to go in? Right now it's like, okay, well, how do I fix and heal myself? Peptides are that option.
Yeah. We're big fans of peptides. And I'm fortunate. I have a doctor friend here in Vegas that I can get whatever peptide I want through, but I think most people are like, where do I get it? How do I use it? So thank you.
The company I used to get mine from is no more. So I'm always looking for something, you know, because I've had great success.
Was that TaylorMade?
Yeah.
Those guys are my good friends. I'm sure they're your good friends too. They'll be there. They'll be at the booth. I actually just talked to Ryan yesterday, Ryan Smith, but exactly. Oh. So that's the whole story is that, you know, it all ended when they went after them. And again, it's just
sad. It was a good thing.
It's so sad because they were helping so many thousands of people around the world.
Yeah.
You know, and that cut it off. And that also shut down the educational process of peptides. You know, there were four different regulating bodies in the clinical space. You know, I was involved with all of them, and they all just went done, out of order, about a business overnight when that happened. Because again, you know, it's like, where are we going to get our peptides from? How are we going to keep this going? You know?
Yeah, I certainly got a little panicked. I was like, oh no, they're gone. But I am hopeful that we're going to go in the right direction and we'll be able to.
I mean, it already is. But again, a lot of these companies are in the wild, wild west right now because there's still no regulation. And, you know, the FDA right now doesn't give a shit. I mean, they have so many other problems with COVID that the last thing that they need to do is start going around slapping, you know, compounding pharmacies who are prescribing peptides.
Yeah.
You know, but there are peptides that they are prescribing that they're not allowed to, you know.
Sure.
So I always tell them, I'm like, when they message me, because they message me incessantly, I'm like, no, because I don't want to be associated with that. I mean, and I was, you know, working with TaylorMade when that all came down. So thankfully, none of that blowback came down with any of their influencers, but it was like, whoa, right?
Yeah, so, pretty wild.
Yeah.
So, Jay, we only have a few minutes left. This time has flown by. Awesome. We did want to circle back to consciousness.
Please.
But I think we could maybe just do a little introduction to a part two with you, because I know if anyone's watching the video right now, you can see his consciousness wall behind him, which is quite amazing. And I know you have quite a bit to say about it. But we started this podcast and you said that, you know, everything in biohacking is kind of meaningless if we don't have consciousness. So maybe you can circle back and say why consciousness makes all of that actually beneficial and why we can't do it without.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think the primary statement is just going back to what I said, that like we're in a world that is highly destabilized right now. It's becoming decentralized from finance with crypto and blockchain to our health with the things that we're talking about here today. I mean, my company, Asir Custom, technically doesn't even have any competition on the planet because what we do, nobody's even doing yet. A lot of people are afraid. So like the reality is that consciousness is going to allow us, meaning as a collective, to rise above the collapsing, what I call third dimensional systems, which is again, healthcare, the financial system. I mean, really anything that's rooted in, you know, the physical brick and mortar, hardcore retail, you know, establishing things. I mean, everything, as you guys know, has moved to online, to e-com, to the cyber cloud, the space, even with finance. So to me, it's the same natural evolution of all of those things is consciousness, because if we can, you know, move our vibration or our consciousness again, and really for people to understand vibration, consciousness, what does that mean? It's your awareness. Okay. It's becoming aware of what is really going on, which is again, as you said, a whole different podcast. But if we can bring our consciousness to a level of like, everybody is the same. Okay. Now, again, we're all individual beings, but at a soul level, we're all connected. So that awareness of having that, like what I call unity at a soul level, and that really these petty squabbles and differences or disagreements or arguments that you might have over what somebody says or thinks isn't relative to what is important, which is, again, advancing consciousness to a place where we can all get along. I mean, literally, that's really what it's about. And until we can all get along, and agree to disagree and, you know, whatever, have our petty differences, but without, you know, them just sorting to fighting or just, you know, the stupid shit that happens on social media today, right? Like we have to get over all of that. Or in my opinion, this world just completely destabilizes and we sink into oblivion, which, as you know, ladies, has happened many other times in the recorded history, you know, pre-flood, post-flood. We just keep having these resets because we can't get our act together and all, you know, unify at a level of just the soul, which is, again, we're all equal. We have to have love for one another. Again, I don't want to sound woo-woo. You know, I can go a lot deeper on consciousness, but consciousness is just who we really are. We're not these physical bodies. We really are vibrating particles and standing waves of plasmatic energy. And it's like when you recognize that, you will realize you're not going to die. Because your energy is infinite and ever expanding at a soul level, which is all you really are, your consciousness at itself, at base essence. And knowing you're not going to die and that you're ever expanding, there's no fear. So you don't, you know, the reason people vibrate at these lower levels is because they're in fear of inserted. But when you overcome the fear of death, because you know your energy and frequency and you're infinite and ever expanding, you can get up to here and pretty much stay there most of the time. And we're all human. We have an ego. And the ego wants us to go into survival programming in a mode at times because that's what it's programmed to do. But you can control your ego. I'll end by saying each of us as human beings has always two choices. The first reaction, which is from the ego, is to react out of fear. But the better choice is to respond out of love. And when you respond out of love, you have to step back and you have to ask your higher self, your consciousness, does this serve me to do or behave in the way that I'm going to do? So when you check in and you ask your higher self if it serves you, your higher self is only ever coming from a place of love and a highest and best, you know, again, in the service to all of humanity or really to all of sentient life. So the higher self is never going to lie to you. So if you get to that level of observation in your life and you can check in before you react out of fear, every time you check in with your higher self, you're going to respond out of love. It's literally that simple. So, I mean, again, that goes back to the big picture. If we get everybody to a level where they're vibrating, where they have that, you know, awareness, all of this matrix nonsense ends.
Yeah, that's so powerful. Now, that map of consciousness, is that something you created or is that like a standard?
Oh man, I wish. If I created that, I would be the man. No, this is from actually Dr. David Hawkins. And he he created this map of consciousness, I want to say, in the mid to late 80s. And then, you know, anybody who's a disciple of Hawkins is, they teach how to calibrate this through what is called applied kinesiology. And you guys or gals have heard of it as muscle testing. Mm-hmm. But so they basically ask a question, is it not right or wrong, but does it test strong or does it test weak? And if it's strong, that means it's a higher vibration. And if it's weak, it's a lower vibration from an energy standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah. We both have been trained in muscle testing. So.
Oh, beautiful. How do you guys muscle test? Do you guys like do it with your fingers or how do you do it?
We learned with the O-ring technique.
Yeah.
Out of Japan, I think originally, but mm-hmm. Yeah. Goodness, Jay, this is so amazing. I know we kind of jumped all over the place. Peptides, skin health, hair health. Definitely need to have you back on for a part two to talk more about consciousness and creating a spiritual practice. I think that's so important in the biohacking world. So
yes.
Thank you for sharing all of your wisdom with us. I can't wait to see you this weekend at A4M here in Vegas. And anyone that wants to connect with Jay, so we will link in the show notes. Jay, you're on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. Your podcast. We will also send your website to jcampbell.com and then asircustom.com. And like you said, I think our discount code is biohackerbabes.
Yeah, it's biohackerbabes. You guys get 15% off. And I didn't mention
just really quick,
we have a serum and cream. And that's for obviously it's a facial product and it is the best product on planet Earth. I'm going to send that to you guys. Actually, I'll see you, Renee, this weekend, and I'll give you a sample of it. But it's phenomenal. But for a lot of the women that watch the show, that's when you go to Asir Custom, check out that bundle. It's the serum and cream bundle. But thank you guys for allowing me to come on.
Mm. Thank you Great. So much for sharing that.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Can't wait to try it out myself. And thanks everyone that tuned in today. We'll see you next time.
Love this episode of the Biohacker Babes podcast? Head over to Apple Podcasts to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We truly appreciate your support. Until then, happy biohacking. This podcast offers health, fitness, and nutritional information and is designed for educational purposes only. You should not rely on this information as a substitute for, nor does it replace professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have any concerns or questions about your health, you should always consult with a physician or other healthcare professional.